Hey there, and welcome to episode 219 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing J.R.R. Tolkien Week by taking a look at Tolkien's Atlantis. Did you ever have a recurring nightmare as a child? One that you remember well into adulthood? I remember one involving my sister being kidnapped. And my dad once told me about a dream he had involving a giant trying to catch him before he could get into his house. Tolkien had a dream like that too. His dream involved a city on a cliff near the ocean, brilliant and sparkling in the noon sun. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a tidal wave rises and overtakes the city. Tolkien, of course, was caught in the middle of the wave. The dream became a minor obsession for Tolkien throughout his life. As a kid, he drew pictures of the city in the wave, even as a young adult and an adult. When he heard about the legend of Atlantis, naturally, he latched right onto it. As he created his world of Middle-earth, he decided to put his nightmare to work. He created the Kingdom of Numenor, a great and powerful human civilization based on an island whose people were gifted unusually long life. Over time, though, the people of the kingdom strayed from the righteous path, and as a punishment, their island, and their civilization along with it, were sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Very few were allowed to live, although the ruins of the Numenorean civilization are scattered around Middle-earth, and you see them from time to time in the movies, if you look in the background. Thanks for tuning in to episode 219 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we wrap up Tolkien Week by looking at his Elvish Revolution.